Shusav Mari. We're starting the Sugya of Kol Haskelim. Nigeh to Hilchos Pesach, Simon Tov and Aleph. The focus over here is on Hilchos Pesach. However, we already saw it. Simon Tov, Chof Aleph, and Siv Gimel. Over there says the Makaber, that you want to see the Shlomos in the Yachlon Hilchos Pesach. And the Shach, what it says, means Simon Tov and Aleph and Tov and Beis. Now, sorry, which are the right ones. We already mentioned last time, we have to realize always before it points aware to the chalak between Sharisim and the idea of Chol Haskelim, the idea that the Chum of the Pesach, the idea that Neuf Tam of Kam, Lav Dafka applies by Pesach, the Sugi Beteri Bolo, the Roy Tash Misho. Those are 4 days you always have to have. Something the Sugi on Sochim, on the Aflamid, well, this brings down by a Kli Cheres, what to go do with it on Pesach. So Rav Kamon says you have to break it. Why he passed like a Yehuda, it's also Bano, even after Pesach. It's a Mashu over here. We're going to in the Yom or the case of the Yom. It's not a shame anymore being on Shmuel. He says to use it after Pesach, whether it's Mimim Minoy or Sheinim Minoy, because he passed like a Shimon, that's Mutter Lachazman. Alokha Meister, come on the big three, the Rosh, the Ramon, and the Rif, they're all passing like Shmuel. Agam Rav, Shmuel, Lach, Rav. But here it says Shmuel like a Shimon. The other says the Bach, he passing over here, the Lach is like Shmuel. And the other Lach is Klicheris. The Metzi says what you can do, just clean it well and put it away. Now, what is the Svar behind it? Everyone knows you have Teruvah's Chometz on Pesach. The Meister, there's an Issa over here. Back to the Maharam, what's the difference between a case of Teruvah's Chometz when a plate has blaze inside? So his words on explains. By Truva's Chometz, it's nearer. You see the mamoshes over here. Mashenki in the plate, the bleas, you did not see it. Therefore, since it's ain't in nearer, umotsoi, therefore the Maaseh, there's no chum over here, and you can leave it around. Now, the words are ain't in nearer, umotsoi. Those are the words of the Magaram. So, the Moshe discusses what the word motsoi exactly means. The way the Yadafram explains, ain't in nearer means baliro, umotsoi means the baliyamotso. Neither one applies, not baliro, not baliyamotsoi, and therefore you can technically leave it around. The first is, so they point out, once you see clearly that you clean the plates and you only have blias not over baliyah balimotzei, and there's no halacha you have to go sell it. You want to clean all your kalim, leave your chometz to your kalim, that blias of chometz inside, leave it around lemaisa tzmuter, not a problem. However, I think it's known that the minig is people clean it and scrub it, and then they put it away and they put it on a they sell it to the guy. So why exactly are they selling it for? They bring down the stipend that way, from the Zalman, and others from bringing down the Sketchuba discusses it. The mini Klai Yisrael, even though you clean it, still to go sell it. And the Sfarah, they bring down from either Biashiv or Pesketchuba's, different ideas can discuss. One is maybe don't clean it that well. Maybe the Shema Mashu's behind is a little bit of a Mashu over here. And since Lav Dafka clean it that well, as a Chash, as Chumid de Pesach, Chumid de Chometz, Luchosha, and therefore when you come along to go sell it. It's one reason. You could say maybe a second reason, some Achlag Yisrael and Shmuel. Al Shrav Lamaisa was selling it over here. They do point out a Chum and a Pesach. They're selling it.
Why you might use
it? No, but why sell it for? Yeah, the law is very clear. Boom, conceal it, hide it, leave it around. Nobody or Bali Monsai. Yeah, we're not going to go sell it. And they just point out, and they get to selling it, they have a slight issue with it exactly when you sell it, how to be noig with it, and what exactly Nusach had to go sell it. That means, number one, you go sell it, get it back in the goy after Pesach, and you sell the kelim itself. It says the Pesach Yeshuvas in a simon kuf in Yerodeya, kuf chaf in Yerodeya, you bring down a chachmas adam, you put it back in the goy, and you chiev tefilas kelim. The Nedim Yudah, the Sam Sefer, says you have to do tefilas kelim. Elamai, the certain stories say we're selling not the keli itself, we're selling the bleas in the keli. It says it'll be Ashim Shuvah, has no mamoshes, it's not tangible. You can't sell something that's not tangible over here. So what exactly are you doing over here? Elamai, you selling? What?
If we're only selling the pages for mamashas, then I can sell that mamashas.
Oh, so the better idea maybe be, if it's worm out of mamashas, be the mamashas on top. The stars, again, some say the kalim, some say the blia, some say the mamashas on top of it. And I said, those who do say kalim, we'll get to the tefillah's kalim, it's not that simple also. Now those want to say you do not do tefillas kelim. The Chaznish himself, when he stole the kelim, he himself did tefillas kelim. However, we'll see over there when we get to Bez Hashem and Shalomeshav and Choshulchan, they want to be yashiv the minig while the ma'aseh there's no anhaga tefillas kelim. So again, a little bit of vucha exactly when we're selling it, why we're selling it for, and exactly how the selling is working, and what the nosaf to go use over here. Another issue we see from Master Gil is that l'chura chometz is ma'aseh also ben yomai. It's any ben yomai. Kemal Gemara and says after Pesach lemaisa it's mutter. Why? Don't we have a klal of to be goyzer? Any bnei yomai or to bnei yomai? Want to be goyzer over here? Says the Rashba Yosoid in Mishmeres Abayis. Suddenly it's not shaykh to be bnei yomai. Today it's not shaykh to have chometz bnei yomai. It's not possible. Chometz bnei yomai can only be Pesach or the day afterwards. 2 days later it's not shaykh. Suddenly it's not shaykh to be bnei yomai. We're not going to be goyzer any bnei yomai or to bnei yomai. If the Prima Gun over here, he brings down this Rashba, says another example. Once a time in the get, you make a neder on the food, it'll be Osul Sunday. When it comes a couple days later, it's not possible for the food to be Osul, so we're not going to go into any of the other Otto Ben Yom in the get to the food. With Masham, what he wants to do, he wants a time in the therefore, in the get to Maisa Shabbos, or the bleeds will go into by any of the Yom. Comes Monday, Monday is Maisa Shabbos, he cooked food on Shabbos. The food is Osul, and the bleeds is Osul. Rashba, what about any of the Yom? On Monday, it's not possible to be Ben Yomai from Shabbos. So once the time, we're not going to be Goyza in Ben Yomai, upon Ben Yomai, build upon this Prima Gorman the Rashbo. Because it's not Shaykh that way. Now, until the Shabbos, you'll see it's Machloik Shalei among the Achrin, that's so. Masham wants to take after this Rashbo, it's not Shaykh that way. How far to take the Yisoid? Moshe discusses when you buy a new Kalim, we know there's a Mavucha, how to be knowing practically, since there's a shrine to it, and they make it non-porous, and they put on all these schmaltz on top, and they smear it on. The question is, do you have to kasher it? And how to kasher it? Leave it on below. So the numerous reasons why not. But even the tzad that you do have to, Kalmud Moshe says, any kli they get from the factory that they burnt on top of the schmaltz, it's not possible for you to get a ben yomai. Elamai, it's any ben yomai. We're not going to any of the new to Ben Yomai. It's not possible that way. It's I said step further. Correct. Cases. Correct. But he wants to say this mitzvah of having the shrine on top is not possible. That's how far it took the side of the Rashba. Come along the halacha here and says when we have this kli that's chometz, what are you supposed to go do with it? So come along the Rosh Shaintuva inside the Sugya Psachim. It says you're supposed to be matzniyat. Conceal it, hide it, put in a place to ain rogel leilachem when people do not go there. Why? Because since chometz is something that bedili in shemineh, you might come to go use his kelim. Therefore, you have to make sure number one to go hide it. You have to go hide it. It's aleph. And let's say you cannot hide it. What's the option? So the chavos yor b'karchaim over here says, then you put in a quarter, you put it in the corner, the keren zavos, you put a shemata on top of it. Now, first thing you can say a couple things over here. Number one, you have to go hide it. Come along the Rosh and the Mechab brings down. Number two, it's toiv also to lock it up in the room. And number three, it's also should be matzniya the mafteach, hide the key. So that's three things over here. Number one, cover it. Number two, to put in, number one, to hide it. Number two, to lock the room. And number three, to hide the key. Are we the Meister doing these three things? Take each one first. First of all, we're hiding it. We put it in a separate area where no one goes over there, no one hides over there. What do? Usually we take cabinets, we clean up the cabinets, we leave in the same place where it is. What happened to the Mechab over here that says the Maaser was supposed to be Matzniyah, supposed to conceal it, we're not supposed to see it over here.
You walk in the cabinet, it's not.
Again, it's supposed to put a place, Eilin Rogel Leilach Sham. Put in a separate place, you don't go there. Again, but that's a separate one thing, then lock it, then hide the key. We're leaving it where it is. So out of all people, of Shmuel Esav Kasha, and Shmuel Maaseh says you have to go to his cabinets and before you lock it or close it, tape it up. Shmuel Kamenetsky says you have to cover it inside. You have to take a shmat and cover it, as I stated in Shulchan Aruch.
That's not hidden. It's not in the place
that lady. Yeah. He says you have to matzniyot. You have to Maaseh first cover it. Now, the Hoga does not seem to be like that. He himself addresses
cover
what?
The kingdom or you cover the place
that wherever you're selling, whatever you're not using, you have to cover it. You have to conceal it.
So you cover on the inside.
Inside.
Of the cabinet.
Then inside the cabinet, it. Then close it, then just put tape on top of it.
You can cover each.
Why?
What is covering
on top of
that?
The whole point is to put it in a place that it's not there to go there. It isn't there to go there. I use it all the time, the whole year.
And
how
does covering help then?
No, now I'm putting a place. It's not. This area is not in a way that's being used. that I use all year round. I'm consuming them, aren't you? Maybe to defend the Olam, it could be what you're saying, is that he's discussing what's in Shulchan Aruch when it's your mokum and you're covering it. What the Olam, I think, does is they sell the area, so it's not your mokum anymore. So it could be it's a little bit better. He himself really addresses it. You're not planning to use it. He said, no, I use it all year round. But here, I think what the Olam does, we're selling it. It's a guy's place. We don't go to guy's houses. We need to get something, maybe right to work in the house. Otherwise, it's not our mokum. So we're selling it. We're selling it. Could be that's better that we don't. That if you don't sell it, what happened to the lochem been stealing it? But if we're selling it, so now this is the mokum. We should not dare to go there. It's a guy's place, not our place. Could be some kind of that aspect. That's one. Again, the idea of concealing it. The second thing over here is you're supposed to. Again, you have to lock the door and you have to hide the mafteich, hide the key over here. What's the reason? The Mishra says, because you go searching for the Mafteach, then you'll remember the Maaseh's Pesach and not to go open and take things out. What happens is the Maaseh, the Olam does not seem to lock, we don't seem to have locked our cabinets, there are our drawers over here. So what, do we have other options to use if we cannot lock the place over here? So first of all, I'm not exactly sure why we can't. If we have on the cabinets, you have, let's say, a bar over it, just take your Zikunim, these cable things, that and just lock it up. Of course, that's what we should do, lock it up, Mamish. There's a kunim, the zip ties, you cannot.
You have to hide the key.
Fine, but you might still get a scissor. Still get a scissor. Same idea. Yeah. Get a scissor. The Maisha was forming down. They've been down the Moshe, the Isthmus question. He said, if you stuck, he says, if you cannot lock it, there was Semichal putting on tape on top of it. No, obviously, lock. That's really locking it.
If you tie the
nuts. Oh, same idea. String also. String. Same idea. It's being more easier to take the ziplocks.
No, tape.
Why? As everyone knows, people open all the time and they hear the tape opening. Oh, right, doctor. People do it all the time, especially you have kids around. That's mysterious. You have these locks on, these baby proof things on it. Well, not baby proof, but it's main. That clearly works better. Posture.
You mean the ones now, that are openable, or you mean the ones that are like used to tie up?
The schach. The ones used for the schach. That's the best thing. That'll be the best thing we can with the Shulchan
Aruch. They have these plastic things.
As zikunim, right? Cable ties. Now the Maaseh, the same one that we know from the Zalman, he's discussing kamat what? Oh, okay, so fine. First Maaseh, the Bina from Moshe to put tape on top. Ke'ein zeb from the Zalman discussing a different halacha. When you're supposed to sell, when you sell the area, halacha Shulchan Aruch is you're supposed to have the area of height to 10 tefachim and go give it to the guy. She said, the Maaseh also, not halacha, since you're supposed to give it away, it's not either to lock up the place or to put tape on top of it. Same idea, why the idea of a tape is to give you a.
It has to be 10 tefachim.
Halacha, the answer, baby, it's just between the aspect of 10 tefachim to go give it to a guy. Now, someone say the earth for 100 ones tying up box is just as good. It's closed on all sides. Maaseh says, I believe I sell the guy, a tape for Maaseh is enough. Tape is enough. If you're stuck, you have no other option, put tape on top of it. Now, the way the Oscar brings it down, he brings it down.
In cubic form or just 10 by 10
height. You're supposed to make a rishus b'fnei the atzmai to go give it to God. You're not supposed to just.
So a drawer, for example. So have 10 to 12.
I know, but they want tiny again. Or is the other one tiny? If you're closing all ends, maybe that's enough. You can't see it. No, it says far. Now again, the article when he brings it down, he says also you should seal the ear with tape, and he adds it. You should label it with comments. Now, when you get the idea of labeling it as chomet, I'm not sure. It could be being practical. If you want to sell now every Pesach, that these stickers that you buy a couple of shekels, that you label it, instead of the word it's chomet over here. So again, so we have two things over here. Number one, you're supposed to conceal it. And number two, you're supposed to lock it and take away the key. Again, concealing it, a lot of doctors think we go do it, could be because we're selling it in mokum lelech shom. The idea of locking it, really should. If you have no option, there's something upon the idea of putting tape on top of it. Otherwise, you can't lock it. You really should lock it. Now, what about kelim that the derech is lav dafka chometz? Then we're discussing, you have kli chometz, you have your bechlas, you want to put it inside your great front, inside your china closet, that's the cabinet where you put all your silver inside. You see it, is there nichla locha, also you have to lock it and tape it up. So I see among the swarm that you have to know why exactly is your bechlas chometz stick. Why is the chometz stick for? True, they might want a cash over here, but lav dafka,
it is. It's just on the table next to your bread, you know, what is
and therefore, and it touches it, and therefore. So, fine, echanami, you don't use it, or we must need it. So lav dafka, we really have to cover and lock it. So far in the Eretz Yisrael, not like we want to tie it technically, in mice, that's why people don't seem to really worry about these things that you have in the break front. Like Abba Shmuel says, no, what's me mach on mice? You have to take these alokas, he says you have glass here, you have to cover the kelim over here, you have a glass break front, you have to cover these things over here. What happened beside this aloha? Building upon this, Kamal Gebach, and his call says, once you have to hide it, conceal it, can you put it in a very high area? Put it 10 floors up. So if you read the Bach inside, he's discussing three different cases. He's discussing what's the halacha of Kli Chometz on Pesach, a second case of Kli Pesach on all year round, and the third case of a Kli Goy in the Bais of Yisrael. Three different cases. What's the halacha? You put it in a place where your hand does not reach, you cannot get to unless you get a ladder and climb on top. The Maisa, all three is machmorin. Go through all three. The first one, the idea of Kli Chometz on Pesach, that's one of the big of the place we bring down. Come with Bach and he's sent to the sugya on Shabbos. Over there it says, as the sugya of Shema Yata, you have to make sure that you have a shema there or you cannot use a candle to do a book over there. And then Gemara over there says, even though it's Esther Koimus, even though it's 10 floors high, like Pluk Azal, and therefore it's 10 over here, also like Pluk. The Taz brings it down, then it says, Kuri Tagur on people that hang up their Kli Chometz, the Maisa, she also should be Machmer. Asad Hashani, the Mishbu, the Maisa brings down Numus. Cholkim, Chok Yaakov, the Eli Rabba, others, Makar Chaim, one disagree. The one time they gave to Shabbos, the Chashash to Reisel. Here's the case of a Chumim Ba'almo, the Rabbanim, only in Ibn Yom over here. Why the Maisa be Machmer? They have the Chok Yaakov, once you make all. Now just who the Chok Yaakov is, the Chok Yaakov is on the page over here. Chok Yaakov in the Hilchus Shabbos is the same as the Minchus Yaakov. Sorry, in the Hilchus Issa V'Heter is Minchus Yaakov. In Hilchus Nida, he's a Torah Shlomim, and the Chuvus is a Shvus Yaakov. All four the same person. So here the Chok Yaakov, Maisa, he wants to be Michael.
Is
no.
One of us.
Yeah. The people are going to bring them down numerous times. See the Maisa, he says, the loch is, we make all. Maisa, where the Vishbura says it over, and one before us in the Grazar HaShulchan, they all say it's the same lotion. They start off very interesting, the Vishbura, Ein Limchas Biyadam, and then we end off, Amach Betov LaBracha. A little bit of a contradiction. Ein Limchas sound like Yabi Machber. But Amach Betov LaBracha sound like Be'ikig Yikami Mekel. Now read the Mishabur, it can maybe mechalak, it says Ein Limchois, meaning it regular Kli, that's Mishtamash B'Isir Kli Rishon. A Machmatel Lebroch is going to case of Kli Sheni or Tzainin. My sense, my Mochm is coming from the Graz, and also Aruch HaShulchan, they do not mechalak in Kelim, they still have a lot of Ein Limchois, and of a Machmatel Lebroch. So the Oral of Maisa, it sounds like it's only a Machmatel Lebroch, it's a Machlog is Taz Zabach, where's the other Achroinim over here? Maisa Mishabur, he says to you, Mekel, he says, who is my Mochm, he Mekel, he quotes the Prichodesh and the Mog Avram. Also look up the Pichodesh, he says Noch and Lochosh. My Rabbam says Machmat al Bracha. Also a little bit of a different Nusach over here. But next year, negate the first case over here, when you have a Kli Chometz on Pesach, not that common. But the Loch Lamais is that we that Mikra Din, it should be Motiv and Machmat al Bracha if you hang it up. I don't see anyone hanging up the Chometz over here. The second case, a little bit more common. You have a Kli Pesach that one uses all year round. So first, the Bach case over here is that the Maisa, a person has to be Machmer even when it's very high up. You can't reach to it, the Maisa to be Machmer. That the Taz says, Maisa is only leading to the case of least time of Kama even to use it, is a Chumra Pesach. And since that block is a Chumra Pesach, therefore you do not have to worry when it's very high up. That means the Machlokes Taz versus the Bach is only when it's very high up on Kli Pesach all year round. Come along the Achrayim and point out. However, let's say you can get to it and you can reach to it all year round on Kli Pesach. Maisa, that's a problem. The only machlokes Taz and Bach is when you cannot reach it. But you can get to it, therefore they discuss. People leave their bechas inside the break front. The bechas of Pesach they have that's within hand's reach. Any Kli Pesach, l'chur that's within hand's reach, how will go do that? That l'chur is a michshul that people might use these bechas and have a problem with them. Therefore, said the Piskei Tshuvas, those who leave Kli Keser, the bechas inside their break front over here, but my sense, that's against what it says over here. The whole machlok is Taz Bach is only when you cannot reach it. When you can't reach it, L'chor it's a bayah.
Why is Chometz?
They're Kli. Kli Pesach. What?
Why is Chometz?
No, you have a Bach that you use only for Pesach.
And then what do you use?
You leave it in the area that people can use all year round. L'chor is just the answer. No, right. L'chor is what you're saying, just the answer why the minigolim is loud doctor again. Some people tell me they're hard the Bach is for Pesach. I personally do. But those who don't, leave it in the break front. My father leaves it in the break front. The reason why is what shash is, even if you use it, the bechel, what's going to happen? On the table is wine, fine. Elamite, because you might maybe wash together, and it might be hot water, and it might be together with chametz, and all these mites we have to be choish for, and therefore we don't use it. Also, maybe put schnapps inside a big cup, don't put a big cup only in small cups, and the question, maybe left 24 hours, no one does. Elamite, because of the place, given, let's say 6 to 18 minutes, the mites that Shach disagrees with only because of chametz. So finally, there's a chumers over here. Fine. So my CC it could be adapted, right? No, fine. Again, there are shoshal here. But to come on the Peskei Chubas and wants Taino with the Ilum Bug, these are Klikesev. It's a break fun. It's an Oro, but it's not like Mechor Akash in the middle of the Oro. Not a Kashu.
What about other things like the Matzah tree? Some silver matcha tree.
If your person have a shash to go use it, could be that's another reason why. Who
would
just go take it out to go use it? The Pesach Bechas, everyone knows that was the Pesach, but people might come and use it. That's the same question.
Does anyone drink? No. Why is it the same question?
Again, the Peskei Tshuva says you can't.
Oh, you said
going to him, no, me, any Becha, I said any Becha.
Yeah,
touching
that.
Right?
What about the
Kaara? Same thing. Okay, it could be something there's no chance of using, and maybe it's a job different. My father uses Kesh Elio, I think, every week. The third case over there, the back discussing, is the Kli of a Goy in Yisrael's house. Tamil, you want to Taino, and also, leaving even a high area, the Kliyas and the Goy in the Yisrael's house, but my sense also, over here, Kamal, if you go and bring down Mitchas Yaakov, and the Rick of the place can go this way, that do we see any area that we cannot leave a clear round? And Simon and Kruch of Aleph, that wasn't kashered yet. No, you can. We have no mamokim. It might not be a good eitzah to leave kelim around until you kashered because they disappear. That's true. Yeah, it's they point out the magic shelf is not a good idea. But the swarming down against the Bach, the Maish Aloch is that we can leave kelim around until the kashered would not be an issue over here. That means, again, the Bach has three cases. One case is a Kli Pesach and Chom, Kli Pesach all year round, the middle case over here. That, the Peskim Maish are. Our makel, we cannot reach it. How we can reach the Maaser Machram? A Kli Chometz on Pesach, that Mishmur said, L'machbatel Bracha, we cannot reach to it. And if you can reach to Avada, that's Mutzah, you have to Avada conceal it. In the case of a Kli Yisrael, we do not see any Gezero to put up on there, cannot leave it around, even if you can reach to it. That people will hang it up for a night.
But when we talk about putting up on those high shelves with doors, is that not what the Bach is talking
about? According to him, he have a bayah. Hang up things for noise. It's also awesome, I'm taking out with him.
We have storage cabinets that are high up that they were built for pizza.
Right, so then again, you have to conceal. Those things are concealed.
That's not this. That's not what the Bach is talking about.
No, he's going to hang up over there.
Like
you see it. Fine. Now, this case of discussing is Kli Chometz they have to conceal. What about if you're not sure of the Kli Chometz? To come along the Shach and Simon Kokov Allah brings down Issa V'at-Aruch, sending the Mishnah Gru and the Lassi came over here bring down also the Issa V'at-Aruch, that this halacha, when you go buy a Kli from a Goy, and the Goy says the mice is new. So it depends. If you go buy from a store, everything mice is new, and most mice are new, and we assume it's new, then it's Nichol and get it. Bring a new Kli over here. Masha Enkein, if you get it from a place that sell second-hand things, a flea market, a garage sale that can't be used. Hagam, even it tells you it's new, with choshir maybe it was used. And therefore, when they get a kli cheres yishaver, they get a kli matechas, you can go kasher it. Now they do ask a question. The Pimgram over here says, why are the ma'aser b'machmon if you're not sure it was used? It's something about the gula. Especially if anybody remember why we make machmon for. So there are two ways of answering it. Either the way the Pimgram wants to answer, Dovah Harif makes it the Ben Yoimai, at Din Deraiso, which we already had a discussion in Simon Tzadik Vav, is Harif and Din Deraiso, Din Deraiso. Pimgram wants to be Choshed at Din Deraiso over here. A second reason they discuss, they want to time the Nechel Gedev a Gilgul Deraiso, start of Deraiso, and end of Rabban has a Gedev a Deraiso. Now the Chaim do discuss over here, is it going Nemon, or is anyone Nemon to go say this Kli is a new Kli? So two things, is it going Nemon and the Yisrael Nemon? Negev first to if a guy is nemon, so it's brought down the simon kuch chabeis. The mechaber wants to say since the dindi rabbon is any of the yomim the mice is nemon. However, the Ramot disagrees. It says only b'sanach upon b'shas tchak. That's number one. And number two, they point out it's very hard for mitzias to make it in a kimtas mesiach the fitumai because they know exactly what you're trying to go is. The mice will say it's a nuclear over here. That's aleph. Negev if a yisrael is nemon, so just you have to speak out the mechaber and simon kuch yites and yerodeya. Anytime Yisrael tells you something and it's negir to him, negir to Mominus, if he's not a Muchzik Kashus, he is not Nemon. He sells you something and tells you it's only Badats, you do not know who he is, you cannot buy it. I mean, people want to sell the children outside. There's a captain walks out Thursday night when he was here in Yeshiva, said anyone buys for you, it's against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. L'maisa, it's ulcer. If he's a Muchzik, if people know who he is, if you know who his hacker is, because he dives the visions. And in the Sanhedrin B'chavad, I don't know who he is, but they tell me he's Mochzik, or Ackman's Cakes, and all these different things over here. If you're Mochzik, beside, if you're not Mochzik, it's also. Therefore, they walk down Meir Sharm and they tell you, no, this has no, you buy a suit, and it has no shotness. Why is he Neman for? I walked in the store of Meir Sharm and I want to buy a second-hand refrigerator. So I asked him how old he is. He told me it's only 3 years old. He said, sure, I took the numbers down, everything. I called up the company, he said, they stopped making it 20 years ago. The guy told me taking it out. He straight up. Lying, you know, they're selling something, money over here, and want me to go buy it.
There was a Jew
that was there. No, a Jew that. Whatever you want to call it. The Maestro, the Inez house you're allowed to. Why is it most? Why? I'll say, Edach and then we serve him. But to go buy things from him? The Maestro is awesome. And there are tons of stories that everyone can go tell you. The Maestro is not Nemonis, they get to buying things from a
Yisrael. What about a company? They tell you that you go into a suit store. They tell you this company, you don't need to check their suit.
Yeah, why is it in Nemonis for?
I'm saying, who
are
you
never?
They can be caught in a lie, and they can be losing a lot of
money. This country, there's nothing to do about it. The question is, in America, and you have a letter or email, in this country, you can't do nothing about nothing. There's nothing, it hits you nobody, nothing, nothing's going to happen. No one can do anything. In this country, there's nothing you can do about it. They're not now. Sorry? No, there is no yet, but the other way, I think they have to make it among us.
No, once you know he's lying, how can you use his house?
The gate to Momus? There's no right to the gate to.
He still has
Nemon. He can walk in the bezin and say you machal Shabbos and kill you. He can kill you, but the Maisi, he cannot. You can walk in the bezin to him and say that this guy machal Shabbos and the Nemon to kill you. However, the gate to Momin, case of Yana Sekol. Now. The interesting thing, you have to realize this halacha over here, when it's not sure if you use it, you have to just be clear. There are two cases over here, we're not sure if it's used. The case was brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shachar saying, where the derech is, when it's used, use with hat. And we're not sure the keli was ever used or not. So halacha is, if it's your work from Goy's house, you have to be machber and not use it on Pesach, or you have to go kasher. The other halacha, Tzimkum, Chavalef, and Sefei, they are keli that made to use b'tzoinim. Cops are made to use b'tzaynin, and he used the b'tzaynin, and he used it. Over there, Kamal Graman says, but maybe he's going to come, heat up wine inside of it, bayah beside the yain of the guy, heat up inside this tray over here. On that, says Ramah, depends. If it's kli cheres, halach is, semech mediyavet v'mekel. Kli matechet, you have to go kasher it. That means there are two cases over here. The case where, if it was used, we're not sure it was used, then by kli cheres, you have to break. If the case is it was used, but only chash, you might use it for hat, but the derech used for cold, that case, but you have the maestri mekel. Two different halachas. Now, in this kli, that's a kli chometz, once you know it's kli chometz, can you go use it at all? So, it's very clear there, Ramah ends off over here, ayin yodei simkuf chof aleph. What do you want from saying ayin yodei the simkuf chof aleph? So, Taz says, Rab, Mishmur, Bingzam, it means halacha in Sefer that says, ba'arei lemaisetz motor. Arei lemaisetz motor. Now, 2 points. One is the halacha over here to use it. Talking about number one, the kli mateches. Number two, when it's tzeinei, you can go use it. If it's hat, you can't use it. Kli cheres again, it's simcha base, what the halacha is. But negetu, when it's mateches and tzeinei, you can go use it. So one thing is, there is a minig out there that let's say someone drops some silverware on the floor. Oh, on Pesach, I'm not going to go use it. Halacha is if it's kli chometz, you're allowed to use it. So this minig, again, is on Hoga, very nice, wherever it's coming from. But don't tell me it's also. The halach is a kli chometz on Pesach, but saying arai lemaisa is motor.
We don't need the evidence and arai, what
exactly? No, that's number one. Number one.
Use the floor?
People have a certain halachas that silverware that drops on the floor, touch the floor, a flush area that's chometz stick, wasn't clean that well, we're not going to go use it.
The afraid is that right? The person walked in from the street and maybe stepped
out. Again, this is a kli chometz. It was 4 years used year round.
Yeah, but that was Eid of Yom Kippur.
What?
They're going to use the floor for half.
Again, they don't touch it. They put it away. They store it. That's what people have. Again, Avada, that's not again, the Chumash of Pesach.
But that's also not talking about something used for
Han. Again, that's, people wait not to use for anything, not for Han, not for Kol, not for zero.
That's
not Hogel, the Meiser, the Chumash of Meiser can't use Allah. A second thing we see over here, what is Gedev Arai? We discussed already twice what the, what the Gedev Arai is. The Meiser, you read, come on, all the Meiser came over here, they say the words Arai. The words of the Grazi Mokh before Dech Ari U Mikro, once in a while. Ari means once in a while. The only one I see who says a little bit more than that is the Aruch HaShulchan over here. He says the words Ari means a case of the Yeved, because he writes over there, Ari means a case when you have no other Brera, if you go in the Bayis of Akum or Baderech. The Maisa read, again, all the Maisa came before the Saraya, the Taz, the Ali Rab, the Chok Yaakov, the Eitim, the Goyim, the Korchayim, the Chayodim, the Graz, the Shmur, they all come along to say the word Ari. So it's a right, so this is the question, what does the word Ari mean? It means when you're stuck, it means once in a while. From over here, the noise came sound I mean, like once in a while. Finally, we spoke out then. Of course, Machlokes Chacham is all over Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShabbos or the Yad Huda points out seems to be Machlokes over here. But again, from our sugya, it sounds like Ara means Ara. And when the Ramah says keep going, Bayis of a Goy, that's just an example, but that's not together.
So in your own house.
In your own house, if you want to use, you have a tray spoon on the side, and you want to eat your cereal, technically it should be maybe what to call this Malach.
And the
Chumash
of Pesach?
What? The Chumash of Pesach, in front of my mother, will be Mekoach Nefesh.
Once in a while, what comes once in a while?
I live in a healthy cell, as I state.
Once in a while,
it's
an Ara. So speaking, is the whole Pesach Ara?
Yeah, no. It's the whole Pesach Ara.
Not constantly, it means Ara.
What?
Again, the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch says it means when you stop. Fine. Maisa, we don't use it. We don't. The Chumash does not do it. We have some other cable. Well, we don't do that. Fine. Next to you. Is how to kasha kli charis. So first, more very clear. Per the law, that not yitzim midayful oilom, and therefore by kashim we have to yishaber. That is very clear by case of agolah. Negar to libon, since agolah being pilot, not being pilot, but libon the case being soyer. Therefore, by libon the meiser helps. The Gemara says do a libon mimachutz, the meiser will not work. But for them, by kli charis it would work. Now, what's the reason why libon? But b'chutz won't work because the ma'aseh went in b'fnim the oichel. So you can do that kasha cannot be b'chutz. I want to do it inside b'fnim. Why don't we do a kasha that way? The ma'aseh says chayis lo mushum paki. A person have rachmanis upon it. Maybe it will break. What's the chashash over here? Machlokes Rishonim what the baya. Rashi says that true. You might do it correctly this time. You more ahead to the next time. Nextly you do a b'chutz. This one you do b'fnim. You more ahead to the next one you do a b'chutz. The way the rush is over and the taz mishpul bringing down. Then get it over here. Maybe this time you'll take it out and won't do it correctly this time. It's a question of worrying about this kli or other kelim over here. Now the place can speak out. It says maybe get ruined. Let's say it'll get ruined just ma'at, a little bit. Are we worried about that way? The kli was a wonderful kli. A little bit get ruined. So the ma'at there'll be a people got him the end of Tufnum base. The ma'at says it has to be a real kokol. Ma'at, the ma'at is not a problem. That we're not worried about. It's aleph. Second, let's say I say me personally, I don't care. For whatever reason, whether I have a jukmed, or I'm a nosh, it doesn't make a difference to me. I don't care. So again, speaking of other people, God said, Allah, no. Once the chayis love, the lapaki, my break, you cannot say me personally. It goes after Bekloli, so not you personally over here. And let's say you did cast it over here. What's the loch in that case? You weren't supposed to do what you did, because the lapaki, but you did do it. So the ritual being done, Machlok is him versus the Rajbo. The Rajbo says, it might be also even the Yevet. And the Ritva says, "Mechori can be makel, but he have it. Mechori is him versus Rashi." Meister, when the people going to bring it down over here, and get to if he used the kli already on the food, then he wants a taina. If he did it b'shogeg, the Meister would be mutter. But maybe the Meister even asked the food over here. Yeah, that means he seems to be choish for the Rashi, but the Meister not answer it.
If you don't use it that one time that you already used it, you can't use the kli again. Like kilo now is good.
Right. The Meister mechori call it Rashi. Meister also but he have it. Now, this is halach in neged to dim lechayis lo by a case that's libun. What about by hagolo? I mean, let's say you have plastic, you want to do hagolo to it. Now, in metzias wise, the two plastics, it's soft and it's hard. Hard plastic usually has no problem with hagolo. Let's say you have the soft plastic, you want to do hagolo to it. Want to catch the plastic. It might melt. Sometimes it will melt. Do you have a baya over here? Is it halach daka by libun, only even by case of hagolo? So, come along with the Mishavruah, and he has two examples, and the real is before Shawain Sin Zayin. He has a case where you have devek stuck on the handle of the knife between the blade and the handle. He writes over there, by the case of Agolo. See, it's Machmer. He has another case where it's made out of Keren, the handle is made out of ivory. says also mekalkadei mayim be machmer. So we see this halacha, and again before it says Zayin, that this idea of uchayish love domapaki applies side by the case of akola, side by the case of libun. If you choishes the akola maisa or the libun will not work out even b'di'evet. So what is your eitz over here? What are you going to do in the case of a kli chayis? You want to go kasher? So come on the torah, bring down machloek to shun, can you give it, put it back inside the kishon, inside the place that the kli was made. Put it back inside the kifshon, inside the
furnace.
So, kiln.
Kiln.
Right.
And. First. And like Nancy.
Or kiln.
Kiln. Kiln. So, my colleagues in the Torah, the Torah brings down that the Ravon, the Maisei, wants to be Machmer. He himself wants to go like the Rav Yo, like through his father, Rosh, Maisei to be Mekel. And say, you know, it does work, places that way also. So, the Shalom among the what to go do. Halacha Maisei. Kivego on the page brings down the Isavat Horah for Maisi is Machmer. Now the Rabbi brings down that way. Those want to be Machmer for Chaim and others. At Salasheni, the Mechaba, Maisi says, Mishamach upon it. The Vosha that goes that way, the Rachacholchon, and the Stimus of the Taz and the Mogavam, Meshruah, they did not bring down the Cholkomir, sound like they agreed to Mechaber, and put it back inside the Kishon, the Maisi works. I have a Baya over here, Maisi Domapaki, where the Bach explains, if it's going to break, it breaks right away. No, there's no, it's going to break right away. Therefore, not worried about it.
It's so hot, it gets hot enough right away.
No, and therefore, stomach's not going to break, but even breaks, it'll break right away.
You don't have a chance to take it out. You're good.
Right, that's the same idea. Now, come on the Bach, and he says, once you have the head of putting inside the kivshon, the svar shavoy says, Taitsis, is pum chadoshus balakan. A new kli came over here, a brand new kli. It wants a taino. If so, the loch of dafko, when you put it inside the kivshon, it's not the derech to put inside the kivshon. But let's say the derech is all the time put inside a kivshon. That means you do it all the time, so maybe it's not nechel get a pom chadash balakan. The ma'isi happy machmer. That's the box says. Come on, the mokar. Rambam says no. It's supposed to be pom chadash balakan in the sugya of tomo, not in the get the sugya of lias. Once being pilot, the ma'isi is motor. And therefore, the mishpura b'gzam the rab or the chok yakov. They go like minister yakov. They go like mokar Rambam. The shaitin said the loikabach. We pass it and put it inside a kivshon. The ma'isi works. Pom Chadosh is only negated in the sugya of Tomo. Maybe they discuss Nafkim, you know? Self-cleaning ovens, and that nichel negated of Kivshon. According to the Bach, the Maisa would not work, because that's the Derech. According to the Mishavua, would it work? So I see the Daf of Kashas, when he brings it down, he says, we pass on the Mishavua, however, it's not the get of Kivshon. Kivshon has to be Berech 1700 Fahrenheit. That means they're like a matzah bakery. 1700, 2000. You are self-cleaning different ones, but the highest is usually 1000. Doesn't get more. It doesn't get to 1700. Therefore, our self is not nichel get of kivshon. Will come into other sugyot, but the head of kivshon lemaisa it will not have.
Even if it locks the kashim, that it locks basically yom in a regular pattern would work.
What will make a difference? Again, it would work maybe at libun gomer, but that's a sugyot right. Of kivshon.
Well, libun gomer.
Libun gomer is different. We'll get to, but as kivshon it won't work. As other sugyot might work. Now, this halacha of Kashuk and Kli, we know these halachas Sif Alf and Sif Beis of Kli Cheres. It says the same halacha about them twice. That says in Sif Alf, Kli Cheres, but Machutz, the Maisa does not work, that's Sif Alf. It's Sif Beis in the case of a Kuvya. Kuvya has two different Shatim, Rishonim. Either way, the Machab brings down this case, you use Levadim and Offer, and you bake it, you have these tiles over here. Or in that case, you have a small Tanner cotton. That case again also says the Machab, the halacha is a Sokka of Machutz, the Maisa does not work. Have a both of them, you have an Eitzel. Science of Al, you have an Eitzel put inside a Kivshon. And Sif Beis, you have an Eitzel put Kacholm inside. And once you put Kacholm inside, the Maisa would kasher it. So the Gates is to give a Sokah B'chutz. That means we have a Chumra, the Gemara, very clear. The idea is you cannot do a Sokah, cannot do Libun from the outside, only from the inside. Again, the Svar they speak out very simple. Because where did the Blias come from?
Inside.
Let's say the Blias came from the outside, the food's on the outside. With a Sokah B'chutz, the Maisa work. So the Graz, yeah, couple like Apaltoi. But also why it doesn't work, because it's not the same area. Speaks out the Paiskim is Sifcha Beis. Let's say if I care, the Blias that come from the outside, they do Liban in the inside.
Right. The splatter of milk on the outside.
And you do Liban on the inside. Kamu Mishavua Mogavam says, Maisa Genu will not work.
Wow.
Has to be Kalek Apaltoi. The idea is not how Sukkah Bechutz doesn't work. A Sukkah cannot be the opposite where the Blias are coming from.
In other words, you have milk splattered on
a pot. If the milk needs Libun, that will be the same idea we are. Now, to get to ovens per se, there are really three different questions, kashrugit, klolius. Number one is, what the seems to go do, they take their oven, if they have one oven, they want to use it for milk and fleishiks, that seems to be on a hunger out there by certain people, that they use it for milkiks, open, then they'll put on the highest temperature for about an hour, 40 minutes, 20 minutes, the kashrut, and put fleishiks inside.
Open.
Open. Is that, what's the problem with that, and what are the ways around the problems? So we'll start now, we won't finish now. That means first, one issue is, we'll discuss the next Chabura, we can have a minute, what time of the Shabura, we don't cash milk for the fleishiks. How in the world are people are doing that, not going against the Klai Yisrael? That will be for Sunday, Bez Hashem. Yeah, so usually when they trade off, how they get, no one has it in the house, Chazer. So what they do, put inside, for Bas B'chol, it's the Mishra Bas B'chol Deraisa. So when they get around the Mini Klai Yisrael, they do an Issa Deraisa. That's not exactly good eights over here. Fine.
It's more of an hunger by microwave.
It's an hunger in general. The question
is, the microwave is the same exact thing.
Same. We'll discuss both of them. I mean, this figure of what to do with this mishabrua, but this we'll discuss Sunday. That's one question. A second question is, a figure of a sukkah b'machutz. The halacha of a sukkah b'machutz. This idea over here, saying to do libun on the outside don't work, let's do it inside. So, does that halacha apply even by case of matachas? We're discussing kli cheres. Once you make kli cheres, you cannot do it on the outside, you have to be done on the inside. Matachas, you have the same chumra by metal. That means, let's say our ovens, where's the heating element? That means, if you have a self-cleaning oven, usually the heating element is in the inside. But let's say you have a regular oven. A lot of people have regular ovens, they're not doing self-cleaning. The heating element, a lot of it, it could be all of it, is behind the shelf. It's on the bottom inside, but it's not mamish inside physically that you can go see it. Sometimes you have coals on top, but it's certainly the heating element that's underneath it. So that's, is that nichel again of libim machutz? Is that libim kalb machutz? If it's libim kalb machutz by matechas, do we have a bayam instead of a sugi over here? That means the bleer went because it spilled on the inside, or the zeah in the inside. What happened? The zeah goes up on the inside. The bleer is coming inside, and that gol and the libon. Lima Kali you're doing, is, or that gol, or whatever you want to call it, you're doing, coming from the outside.
Isn't
so the question is, first question is, this chumra of hesek machutz, that apply by matechas? I mean, the Gemara is called klicheres. What's the lach by matechas? So come along with Pim Godim, and wants to be dagged that way in the words of the Torah. The Torah says, the chain also by kates matechas, no chalik. If you mach by klicheres, you mach by kates matechas. The even the Beis Shlomo and Chua brings it down. The Kan Chaim Shlomo Zalman says the Vatim v'Machma that way. Halchas Yaakov is nichel together between Machma and Hesma Chutz, even by case of Matechas. If so, with the lead set, what in the world are we cashing our ovens? How are we cashing it? Surely there are 3 points to say over here that, to defend back. Out. What?
Usually with the on top of the element and that tree, this whole thing is around the edges.
Oh, so we'll speak out. What I think what you're saying. They say 3 points. Number one, this idea that people go on the Beis Shlomo and Maisa wants to be Machman and say you have to be Machman and Hesed and Machutz. The one time there's a chil between Cheres and Matechas. By Cheres, the Yisrael is we don't say Kublai Kapoltoi. It's not yet to be Dei V'loilom. You need a real serif over here. By Matechas, we say Kublai Kapoltoi. And the Maisa, it went in through the heat on the outside, also the heat over here on the outside. And therefore, the Mogan Ovis, the Maya Cheskels, they want to come along the Avnezer one time. The Maisa does work over here by Klichet Matechas. Says the Avnezer. But Raya, you know, Cham Tzadze Cham Kula, the whole time I think it's boiling hot over here.
Even the Roswells, we're usually burning it out.
Who?
Even the Roswells. We're usually sort of burning it out.
Yeah, it should not make a difference. It's still it's the same idea.
The
idea that the way it went in will be burnt out that way also. Same thing. It'll be burnt out that way. And the whole time I think it's hot. That's Aleph.
So,
yeah, the straight up. Straight up. Pretty good. Number two, the way Avnezer wants to tie it up. Mice by Kifshon. What's the Kifshon? The one on the outside. I believe it's the inside. It's not worse than the Kifshon. The whole time I think it might get settled there. It's a ride by 312 by Gates of the Kifshon. It also goes 312. It gets just as hot outside the inside. Goes through and through. There's no difference over here. That's first, but clearly to argue on the Pimgum straight up. That's Aleph. Okay, we have 2 reasons why to argue, either Nechle Gedav Kivshon or Kibbalah Kap Altai. Numbers HaKhanim went this way. Number three, Neger personally to our ovens, is that Hezek Rechot Mifnim. About the Shulchan Simon Tzadik Beis, when discussed at our ovens, he said Tzorachim. There's a shelf in between. What is that exactly? So I heard Rav Dov Cohen from the OU gives a shiur about it. He says, doesn't understand. The Mice said, it's one physical oven over here. It's all inside. For example, let's say you put silverware inside, also do to cash at the same time. Do leave one. The silverware will be mafsik. That's all inside one thing. So what they do, they made one big oven, they put a shelf in between. Like he's saying, also a lot of these shelves have holes over here, lab dafko. But my says, there's a shelf in between, but it's really one thing over here. And therefore, they ask other achrim, the Mishmuel Kamleski, the Maisi wants a taina, Estamuchus Legami over here, or a Vazir from Monsi, Maisi wants a taina, Maisi not Nichol Lechum over here, and then one time Nichol and Hesik Rifnin. That means you have two ways you can either argue the people are Malach La Maisi, or say people are correct, but still Nichol get of Hesik Rifnin. Daniel Weissman is true about this, how to go kasher ovens. He brings out Mamish everything. He brings out Prim Gadim, then the Beis Shloimo, then the Marsham, then the Mar Cheskel, the Elif Amogim, the Sor Yaakov. He brings out all these Mar Mokemis over in the Yad Yudo. He ends off technically the Meister should be Motor. We pass like the Abnezer should not be a problem. However, a Machmer tells a Bracha. Who doesn't want to get a Bracha? Somebody should be Machmer. So he gives an Eitzah, how do you be Machmer? He says what you should do is put a cup inside with Zay inside, cup inside with water. We learn in Halacha in Siman Tzadik Dal, you put a spoon inside your food. The spoon that's inside your food is being pilot. Whatever's outside the pot won't be pilot. We mentioned then over there that Prim Godim brings down the Pri Chodesh. It says, let's say it's Mole Zaya in that area, even what's not in the food will be pilot. Because it's, if it's inside the food. So he wants a taina, he quotes this Pri Chodesh, so they put a cup inside, be Mole Zaya. And what happens most times, why in the world is your oven flay sticks or whatever? Very rarely things drop. Most of the time, it's not mamash, it's just zaya. Reif tashmishai. So the baya, most times, the reif tashmishai is zaya. So put a cup inside. And then he got it inside also. Because he had been kashing through the act of zaya. He said, machman tel avrocha, kash it through a cup of inside of water. And you have an act of zaya, we have to kash it. Kabbalah kapaltoi.
That's what
the
Aram does by microwaves.
What?
That's what the Aram does by microwaves.
By microwaves, correct.
So
for maybe this is in the kashering process, put a cup of water inside.
So Zay could be kashering.
We'll get to that position. We'll get to microwaves. That's the Hoga Hai wants to say over here. So that means again to go use our oven flakes in the middle hooks. Again, we have one bayah. We said a sugya of milk flakes. Who said he can go do that? Not that simple. I've asked with people why they pass the kula. I'm not getting really that clear of an answer. We'll get to it again Sunday. The second thing over here, as hetzk b'fsim b'chutz again. There's a mavuch over here. Those won't be samech either argue from Godem or say it's not negated to our ovens. That means you take out Rabbi Forrest, it's safer. He writes very clearly, these are the three problems in an oven, and then he goes on a couple pages and ends the three problems. One of the fleshiks, one's hesmer from them. The third thing is, what is our ovens lined with? What is the material inside? Of course, the material inside is mateches, but it's glazed with enamel. So, what exactly is enamel? So, first, klicheres, you can kasher. What about kli adamo? Can you cash a kli adamo? Says the Mishpura, according to Mark Avraham, you can't cash a kli adamo. What's kli adamo? It's from the ground. What's kli cheres?
From the ground.
From the ground. So what's the difference between the two? Says Yad Yehuda Chaznish, no, can't cash either one, both from a kli cheres. The way the Olim wants to say what the difference is, that the case of a kli cheres is made inside a kivshin. Actually, kli adamo is made in the case of the sun. How hot it got. Kli adamo is regular sun over here, bakes in the sun. That's the kli adamo that you can't cash her. So you put inside the kivshin, inside the furnace, the mice, that's the case of kli cheres, that you cannot kasher. What exactly is enamel? Enamel, according to the case of chshash, of a kolopachas, of a kli cheres. Therefore, how in the world, if you're not doing libe gomer, you're kashering it. That means, in a kli cheres, you want to tell me you do libe gomer seder. But if you don't have a self-cleaning oven, which you have to get to our self-cleaning oven, if it's a case of libe gomer, you stop looking at the highest for an hour at 450, 550, where's the kashering over here? How in the world are you kashering over here? What's the hetter over here? So again, that also have to get the Siv Chavov to see if there's a reason around it, how we can use our oven inside the enamel shavoy.
Which oven was the Mechitzis?
He doesn't discuss only the material, as far as I remember.
If you're a bug, there's a whole thing.
That means that, for example, I know Rav Ida says, Rav Ida calls by our caller how to go do certain things, how to kasher it. Ida points out, he doesn't discuss, but might say, it's Kvicharis over here.
So what, I'm going to say, same question.
There are some certain ovens that might sell pure metal, but those ovens turn into rust. If you ever sometimes go to the second hand store, they're rusty ovens, and that'll make sure it doesn't turn into rust. So, what?
You don't want
that. Right. So, the question is again, how in the world are we even cashing in general? Okay, so again, one thing we answered, two we left to the side, one for Sunday, one for I think 2 weeks from now. Now, this is negiah to leave him b'fnim b'chutz. What about that gola b'fnim b'chutz? We have the same chum over here. The Kamal of the Pirim Gadim says, just like by leave him, have to be dafka where the food went in, who did by gola? It's be the same thing. Therefore, and the simon tofnim beis, let's say if I get by the oichel, it went in from b'chutz, want to do a gola b'fnim. Again, the Kamal of the Pais Kamishmur said over there, you cannot do a gola b'fnim if the oichel went b'chutz. You have to make sure it went from both ends over here. The idea of a chutz bifnim implies side by golo, side by the case of libun. The answer valid, come on the mechaber, and brings down the locha, what kli to go kasha, and most of the ramah, even the case of a kli sheni, that's a cheres, also have the same bayah over here. Kli sheni. Now first, what's the locha of a kli sheni by a case of a cheres? That means really there are two halachas. It's kli sheni by cheres and matechas. Cheres is over here, it's sif aleph, to be machmer. And sif hei, the mishmur brings down, by us over here, and sif aleph, meaning halacha by matechas, you have to go kasher. One's ramah, one's a mechaber. What's the halacha? First, among the Rishonim, what's the das of the Rambam? What's the das of the Torah? So it's Mavuch among the Gedolei Achronim. The Beis Yisrael wants to say the Rambam, the Torah, the Maisa Machmer. The Darkei Moshe wants to say the Rambam is Machmer, the Torah is Mekel. And the Gemara wants to say the Rambam is the Torah, the Maisa Mekel. So it's Mavuch exactly what the Rishonim hold. Even the das of the Mechavim by Ketet Picheres, what does he hold? The Gemara wants to say the Maisa is Chayzer. He's napping it down. Asher Hashem, the Chokyak said no, Maisa go down to faith. Maisa is Machmer. So first, to understand the Mechaber and get back to Ramal. The Mechaber again, he left out in Sif Aleph. He says in Sif Hei, to be Machmer by Matechas. Yet, everyone knows the Sif Kuf Hei, on Sif Beis, he passed in the Loch L'maiso, the person has to be Machmer only in the Chachila of a Kli Sheni, as Raj B'Shito, but the Evan L'maiso is Mekel. The Evan is Mekel. So come along the Achorim, they ask an obvious question. But the Evan is Mekel. So why in the world, on Sif Hei, say you can go Kasher, Kli Sheni, the act of klisheni that's brought down again by the Mishru by us and Sif Aleph and the Sharachis of Kohen Yod. Why go kasher? He holds, but he has a mice to be motor. Come on, Minchas Yaakov. Brought down by Kivek and Sim Kofay to answer very simple. The idea, what is Nichol get of the Hatchila to go kasher it? The idea, when Sif Aleph, the Mechabal Maisa left it out, why? It's klichar, it's king kasher. Sif Hei, the Maisa, it's a klimatecha, so you can kasher, the Hatchila, go kasher. Sim Kofay is saying, what? Look, Hatchila to be machmer, if you can go kasher, go kasher. Otherwise, if you can't cash him, Maisa, but you have any can be Megal. Ad Kerem Kivege Minchas Yaakov. We mentioned then that Moshe and Shuba says, Minig of the Moira, and the Maisa, the Klisheni, you have your coffee over here, that is milk inside, you put your flesh, your spoon inside, the spoon inside is Klisheni, you do not have to go cash her. And everyone keeps saying, Maisa, against Kivege, against Minchas Yaakov. Why the Maisa, the Minig, seem to be not that way? The reason is, the Shaitzim, also the Sibkoan Yod. He says, bring down the Goyin. Instead of the chur, there's a bayah with the mechaber. Steers mechaber. The reason we machmer sefei is the chashash of the Rashba. The mechaber meis is not hold of the Rashba. What's the effect of shaitim from the goyim? What's the kasha? Kivegar just said, Menchus Yaakov said, "Rachila meis so machmer." So who was arguing on him, Kivegar? Who was arguing on the Menchus Yaakov? The shaitim, the goyim. Then the meis, then the ones who are arguing. Even the Prima Gadol brings down this terrace wants to answer and say that B'diyev is Nechil Nechil Gedev Agola, said the Maisi ends off, the Minig of the Maisi is not the way. The Maisi the Minig not to go Kasher. He himself, in a Goy Sol initial, he gives a terrace, the Maisi the Minig is not the way. So when Moshe said the Minig, who said that? The Prima Gadol said that's the Minig. So Maisi, the Rayo or the Marmokim to argue on him, Kivek Elohor in this chariot here. That's Aleph. Second, he gave to Ramah. The Ramah the Maestro does bring down the case of Klicheres and Sif Aleph. He says you have to be Machmer the case of Klisheni. Therefore, the Bachman, Ramah says, Mekatin to be Mekel, Maestro, and then the Maestro is Machmer. The question is again, even the Ramah, the one Simon Kofay, it's a base of Gimel. Clearly, in Simon Savachas, he holds, but the Evan the Maestro to be Mekel. Klicheres, he can't kasher. So, why in the world over here is he being Machmer when he agrees, but the Evan to be Mekel? And the Sivah Hatter. So, Shachat Simon Kofay answers questions. The first Eretz, he wants to time though. Echlamiot chumah de Pesach, chumah de chumah for ma'aser to be machmer. That means you have to always know the call of chumah de chumah. The ma'aser, the reason why to be machmer here says the goyin says the shach. Why it's chumah de chumah? To answer the Ramah, that means you have a kash in the mechaber. That's one malach with the minchas Yaakov. The mishmur seem to disagree. We have a kash in the Ramah, and that we have one teretz either as chumah de chumah, or the way had the mind Mordechai in the shayt. See, tough mizayin. What's the taino? This is the isem mashu be more machmer than so you isem mashu. Alach ma'aser negate a kli cheres by kli sheni. What comes out? So first the Mishmur brings down, there's a Chok Yaakov, there's an El Yab that says, once you have either Hefz Rubo, or Menias Simchas Yonkev, Menias Simchas Yotev, even on the Ben Yoyim of the Maisi, can be Mekel. However, he himself, the Mishmur, the way he the Maisi wants to pass him, Nihon Mekor Chaim, the Chai Odom, the Graz, it says, only you have Menias Simchas Yotev, Hefz Rubo, together with any Ben Yoyim, can be Mekel. However, it's Ben Yoyim, it's in the Sharetzin, Tzorochin. Now the Maisi, the question is, when he says Menias Simchas Yotev and Hefz Rubo, does he mean both? What does he mean one? I think he means both. He means both together. Gambi is Mamakum, one of Mamakum is quoted as a Graz. Look at the Graz inside, he says, Oy Mia Simchas Yontif. Everyone seems to say both together. The Graz says, Oy.
Or,
what? No, Mamakum is a Graz. We don't say. Mekorchai, Mash Mekil Matir Shneim Davko. That's true, but what does he need both of us? No, Shneim Nir Mem Ben Yoimai with Nir Simchas Yontif and Hefsim Rubal. Now, is that a group? Those two together, or one or the other? So again, everyone keeps saying viv, viv, viv. So I thought it meant both. The only one I see not the way is a graz. He says, oi. It could mean, but usually it would say, oi, it meant oi. Especially the swarm, they would say it. Now, this negated cliche, what's the law of negated cliche? So everyone knows negated first by Isra Heter, the tumult, the big tumult among the Paiskim, what the law is. The Chanish says a cliche like cliche. Tashani the Moisho, or really the Prima Godman, Simon Shin Yurkas, a whole no Kishani, Maisi can make a little Shabbos, a little Zavadik Alev Bishol, some Sefer, also Pesach Shurim exam, also the Tzatu Machmer. What happens over here? So ends of the Mishabura over here by Klishlishi, a Vadi can make a one in Zaben Yemai. Now what does he mean? Does he mean then we make a when Zaben Yemai, when Niasim Lasyantu, we have some Rubo? Or do you mean we make a Stamazai straight off? Straight up. So if he asked me to read it, I would say, when it's Ben Yema, I'll still be Slemech, to be Megal. That's how I would have read it. My son, see, coin the same about Gaul's Kalem, he says no. He says it means Stam Klishlish to be Megal. I would not read it that way. I wouldn't read it, but that's my son. He says, Ayn Shom Vodok. Okay, let's see, coin. He has a 300 page safe in a Gaul's Kalem. And he has like 20 different swarm, each one 300 pages. Fine. So he said it that way. He's the Ein Shom Vaduk. Not sure. Yesh Lotem. The Chashukin says the Maisi Klishlishi, the Maisi can be make up the Yevet. So it seems not that clear what the Loch of Klishlishi. I again, I read the Meshavu Midat B'tzirif. Now, what about by case of Dov Gush? Again, we know it's Mavucha Loch of Dov Gush. Yam Shloim Rol at what time of the Shach and Tzim Kuvay to be Machmer. Shach himself ends of Tzarchi and Tad the Maisi wants to make Tzirif out of it. It's again, a come along with Korchaim or Chashukin, they come along and say Avada over here at Dov Gush. Avada Pi Machmer. I got with people, we the people going over here, he's been sad to be Michael with the kids have some Rubo anyways. And I come up with an elf over here and says, no, there's no Chumar Dov Gush, he augurs the whole entire Yam Shlaim over here. So again, but I'm talking about Klee Charis over here, do you need these are locked over here? Like Klee Charis. We have a head that has to move with the Yisim Mutyan for any Yam Dov Gush. Of course, the way the Mekacham of Hashukh and Maestang over Maest is no Heter. Now, Siv Kimmel, case of Sakinim, case of knives. So we went through Barichas last time. The kids what came out. We have Steers of Sugyas, we have a Gemara Kulin, and Av Ches, said Aloch is Levon. We have a case in Psochim Laflama Bay, Aloch is Idi of Idi Barichas, and the case of Agala. Back to Shem Lachor, Rebbe Steera. The two main Tirotsim among the Rishonim is either the Chilik is whether it's Rape Tashmishai or not. The case of a Kulin, Rape Tashmishai is a case of with liquid. Mash Enkin would say a big knife over here. Rape Tashmish is the case of have to with Aish, and they would need the case of Libon. It's one teretz. The second teretz is a terabola by Pesach. I divided the Reiskin as a terabola. Therefore, only need the case of Reiskin. Mash Enkin, the Ken Kulin, by Sharisim, need the case of Libon over here. Aloha Meister, come along with Machaber, and the way the person come along and say that by case of Pesach, the Meister can be Makel. The words of Machaber is you can do a case of a Golo. First, come along with Avram. He says, Meister, why is that so? Let's be choishes. She took this knife. You caught lechem ala ish, and therefore it sounds like he wants to argue and say by the cases of kinim, you need the halacha of libun. The first again, we pointed out last time, he says you have to cut the lechem ala ish. Why dafka ala ish for? The only time you ever need libun, as says the Prima Godim, is when's ala ish. Let's say you cut the lechem shloy ala ish. Agam, there's no liquid over here. Hagolam ish is enough. That's the meaning of the Magaram, it's the lechem ala ish. That's aleph. Second, just to answer the Mokavam, the either Iska, the Kashu, the Mishpus of Shadowbeer, Kimgodim, Kivega, and Mishavuro, what is Yisadobeer, what he make of the case of Akolo? It's very simple, it comes out, because with Monoshach, you have to make either you have the Heter of Rotashmishoi, or a Terabola. Over here we have a Tziruf, either Pesach, a Terabola. Rotashmishoi, Ila Maisen, Sifdal, and Sifhei, we Machman each one, we Machman Pesach, the Tzirubola, we Machman Pesach, we don't go out to Rotashmishoi. But one of them we have to hold on, so we have a Tziruf, both of them together, the Maisen, we make the case of Akolo. But what really comes out, says the Mishnah Berurah, what?
Why do you have to hold that one?
Gemara says, I divide the Reishchen. What's the case of the Gemara? The Gemara says something. You have to, this test of that. Now there are other truotsim. There's the two main truotsim. So we have a suffix. Which one are we going with? We have both. Maisa Milti Michael. And the Mishmur points out, if so, it really comes out there are really three levels over here. Mishmur, the Shaitin, and the Goin. But let's say you have both over here. You have a case of a terrible or Roif Tashmisho. You can make a Bagol and a Chilo. Let's say Bishari Sir and what's Alocha. Alocha is yet to Libon. Mishmur says, the Ramah said, but the Evet, Bagol works. Why Bidi Evet? Could be the Evan, when you only have one of them, you only have one Tash Misha, it'll also be Makel. When only one, but the Evan works. But said the Shari Sirim, let's say you have a big knife over here. But in the case of Shari Sirim, then even the Evan, also you need Liba Medinoi. Because why? It's a big knife, you don't have a Tash Misha, you don't have a Terabala. So come on, you have three levels over here. When you have both, it's Mutul Hathilo, Hagala. When you have one, but the Evan is upon the Rav Tash Misha. When neither one, Sakim Gondol, Maisa Mi Machmer, by the case of Shari Sirim.
Why is Rav Tash Misha at Sabakal Fashkanaz of Ramat?
Because and we're machmen a terrible, right? So, but the Gemara says, "I divide the so it's either one or the other. We're machmen both. But when we have both together, we have to one of them usually has to go. That's a simple way of understanding it. Now, in this halacha in the gate sakinim, is there a milah to go by new knives? So it's very clear the Taz and the Machavram, they're both being down Taz based upon the sugya, or they're being down the piyut. That seems to say that there's a correct and hunger to go by. What's the piyut?
We
say one of Shabbos the Gadol, one of the piyut is.
We say it's piyut Shabbos
the Gadol. Shabbos the Gadol. Yeah, my father actually says. My father says it's piyut and Shabbos the Gadol and thank you, Shtibel. But the other Nei Shiv don't seem to say it.
The
piyut
rings down
the Allah.
Yeah,
it says one thing over there. It says by new knives. I think we just Shabbos the Gadol the piyut.
Yeah, Shabbos the Gadol.
So the Maisa, it comes out over there that maybe you won't clean it that well, it's very hard to go clean over here, and therefore the mitzvah and the mukhah to go buy new knives. And the, again, the Taz saying the Chana Sugya, if you're a rich person, that's correct and hunger, if you're poor, the Maisa can be some mikadin. And building upon that, they discuss is the Hanhoga of new Kalim Daka by knives, or is it by all Kalim? All Kalim, new ovens, new Kalim, new plates. So the Maisa. They want to call the Yisrael B'Sharif for Voida, that he sounds like all Kalim they can act clean well. Maisa brought down the Bosner, or Shmuel Kamnetsky, or the Piskechuvas, and the Chazosh, and others all bring down. Now the Hoggy is that all Kalim, if it's possible, the person should Maisa get Miuchu for Pesach. Now obviously it seems to be two different Hoggies in Klai, so build upon the Sugya and stuff that Flama Beis, as the Taz says. People in America, Ashirim, as I state, we get command everything, and the only time, very rarely people do our goals once in a while. Usually, the only thing they really catch are the Pesach, their Bechas, even that most people have Bechas, because of the Pesach. And therefore, that's Ashirim. And I saw people catching all the Kalim, a lot of people. Why? Because that's the Nias. Make it over here. No? So, Baruch Hashem, people are still out Ashirim. But it seems to me, if you go to America, nothing's going on over there. And but over here, I see a lot of people just catching around things. America's a casual self-cleaning. Fine, my bad, self-cleaning. Fine. But mice again, they point out the better nogah, especially in today's age, you waste money on so many things. The correct nogah is to have everything is miyuchad for Pesach. A lot of Americans like tell me we have a third kitchen for Pesach. Fine, there are people out there.
Third, second, third,
fifth kitchen.
Now, negate this idea of cashing these sakinim. So, come on first, the question was cost. Let's say you have chaluda, you have rust on top of it. Maestri can cash unless you take off the rust. What the reason over here is, so there seem to be two reasons among the Gedolei HaKohanim. One, the Taz that the Mishmur brings down, is because under the rust there's mamoshes there. Mamoshes. You know, the comments are there. The way how the rush that's brought down by the Beis Yosef, the way he says it over, is that no, there could be nothing there, but it's blocking the bleed from coming out. Not letting me pilot. Now, if Mina says the Prima Gadim, is let's say you have rust, you clean it very well, you see nothing there, you just let it sit for a month or two. Rust comes by itself. There's no mamoshes there. So, it's not as far as being pilot, as being blocked from being a pilot. It's not as far as mamoshes, we know there's no mamoshes there. Yeah. That'll be the nafkamina between the two reasons. Mice, you have to make sure the rust comes off. La Dafka says, you also come to a place where you can say, even Mismarim, even the screws and nails inside the Kalim that you can act in that well. Also, Mismarim, nails, screws. Also, the words that Taz Amagavram, you have to do a case of Libun. Now, if you cannot do Libun, see Machlogis Taz Amagavram, that the Taz, the Maestro says, you can't be Mekel, it's only Chumba Alma. Amagavram says, that the law can know if Yafshu then Maisi cannot go use it over here. People want to point out this is Machlokes over here. Just to make it a little bit practical, the way the Dershu brings down this halacha, they discuss when you have these kumkums. If you have a look inside a kumkum, there's always little white pebbles inside or white stuff inside. What is that? I have no idea. But they have all these things inside.
Avanit.
What? Avanit. They call it these stones. Come to water. So, Maisa, can a person cash it, or they have to clean out all the white stuff? Now, to clean out all the white stuff is not that simple. Someone
the white stuff is not chametz, though.
Also, but is that like rust?
Covers.
You use it for like water. What are you crashing for?
So first, how do you get out of the white stuff? Someone tell me, you boil vinegar inside, you just left with a bad smell afterwards. Fine. But otherwise, that's how you get rid of it. But as cashing it, they really have two inyan about cashing.
Maybe
there's
once a month.
Fine. The reason to be machmer, the chokshan, you have two reasons why to be machmer. One, because the avanit, maybe underneath, nichle get a chaludo. And this comments underneath, maybe.
Well, wait,
a second is underneath the stone.
So where did the chametz come from?
I don't know, all year round, people use it.
But what do they use it for?
All year round. They use it all year round. No one's been doctored, it's all inside.
Oh.
A second reason, Kamal Lechotchani Lishikasai, he goes with the Chaznish, and he says, all Kli Adomas, not Kli Mishbuah, is Nechel Gedek Kli Cheres. And therefore, these stones are Kli Adom over here. Come to the ground, and therefore he can't kasha because of Kli Cheres. Can't kasha Kli Cheres. That's why he wants to be Machmer. Kli Adama. Can you kasha Kli Adama? These stones inside, little stones inside.
Why are you still the question.
You can't clean them out, so you're bubbling.
Why are you kashing your cup to begin? What happened to it?
So the loch is, can you use a kumkum that's a chomet stick to go kasha your counters for Pesach?
Why is the thing
called? Right, we'll get to this one. We'll get to Avadi Kent, right? We'll get to Avadi Kent. We'll get to. That was just to get people to think about it.
You have to cash
it. Before you cash it, before you come to the go cash your counters, the be the mission, where you'll have to go cash it. Even if you put it away, don't not use your Pesach, you have to have a Pesach to the kumkum. That's the mission. 30
second
What?
Why you can't?
Mishmur says to go cash the things with Pesach as we use the Kli Pesach thing.
Does it mean that the Agol is
normal? Because you can't use a Chametz like a pot.
Right. Right. Why Chametz? First, why? You have hot, why? Spaghetti hits, it. You have to have boiling hot on top of your soup, your monachamaz, that has spaghetti inside. All the zaydis went up and went inside your stuff.
I have another example.
I can give you 10 reasons why that's okay.
So, basically, this form is discussing kashrut here. So, there are two reasons why to ask. One is that it's chaluda, one is that it's kli cheres. Most of our dying wives, Mishkom Mazam, Yashim, Abazar, they disagree. Number one, they pass on Mishruah, they kli adam, they can't kashrut. And second of all, they come and say, who says chomistic? Right. Who says chomistic in my sense?
Ari, he said, I know that shit, I'm still a don't do it.
If so, when you cash yourself,
No, it's not Ben Yemi.
Ari.
It's not Ben Yemi with that problem. Fine, Ben Hashem, next time I'd like to again focus on the idea of cashing books and fleshings. You guys see this from and bad, it's very practical. And we go through Gimel and Shavdal, that's all.